Secretary of State Colin Powell visits Egypt and Jordan today as he continues to promote a new Middle East peace initiative. Yesterday, he encouraged skeptical Israelis and Palestinians to get started on the internationally proposed roadmap for peace and not waste another day debating it. There are few signs of movement, however, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
After talks in Jerusalem and Jericho, Secretary Powell said he believes the two sides are committed to moving forward toward President Bush's vision of an independent Palestinian state by 2005. Powell cited some small steps by the Israelis to ease restrictions on Palestinians, and he said he thinks the new Palestinian prime minister understands the need to crack down on terrorism.
It is absolutely the case that we have to do something about terrorism, and at the same time we have to take steps on the Israeli side that give hope to the Palestinian people and ease their lives and make it possible for them to get to their workplaces and for them to begin to live normal lives and for their children to do so. So both sides are taking steps. If these steps do not lead to progress, then we will be back into the same cycle of despair that we're trying to break out of now. But I believe this time things are different.
The last time Powell came here, he met Yasser Arafat in his besieged compound in Ramallah. It was a low point for Powell, a time he now acknowledges was a difficult period. The Bush administration now refuses to deal with Arafat and is trying to help the new Palestinian prime minister, Abbas, consolidate authority. But for that, U.S. diplomats say Israel would have to help. Israel is allowing some Palestinian workers to return and releasing some Palestinian prisoners. But Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon made clear after his talks with Powell in Jerusalem yesterday that the Palestinians shouldn't expect much more until they act.
A genuine war against terror by the Palestinians, involving real effort to prevent terror, is the key to progress in the political process. Quiet and security for the Israeli people will lead to Israeli measures that will create a new and better reality for the Palestinian population.
Sharon did not even mention the roadmap that Powell is promoting here. The Israeli Prime Minister has serious reservations about the blueprint and is expected to bring up his complaints when he meets with President Bush later this month in Washington. Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas chided the Israelis for not publicly accepting the plan as he did.
True, maybe we have some reservations, but in order to give a way for the peace process, we have dropped down all our reservations, and we said that we accept it as it is, and therefore we believe that it is necessary that the roadmap remains as it was adopted and as it was accepted in order to serve the interests of everybody and to be implemented in a good way.
Before Powell left Jerusalem, he told Israeli television that he thinks the new Palestinian prime minister will deliver on promises to crack down on terrorism and deal with militant groups like Hamas and Islamic Jihad. A senior State Department official said that Abbas told Powell he would try to negotiate with the groups but won't settle for a temporary ceasefire. The U.S. official, speaking privately, said Abbas pledged to uproot the militant groups. In Egypt and in Jordan today and tomorrow in Saudi Arabia, Powell is trying to encourage Arab states to support Abbas in this effort, and Powell will try to persuade nations in the region that President Bush is committed to the peace process now that the war in Iraq is essentially over.
That report was prepared by NPR's Michelle Kellerman, who's traveling with Secretary of State Powell in the Middle East.